Paul, did you feel like that the way your team played for 60 minutes, they really deserved to get 2 points?
I did. I think we played so hard with, you know, a key guy. We got a bunch of key guys, but with Mark coming out today and Blake going in the middle, but we got effort and some zone time, and everybody had a piece of it. Penalty kill was outstanding. And some great battles, and you know, we had some stretches where they were a little better than we were, but for the most part, there's not much I complain about that game.
One of the better four-line games of the year?
Yes, yeah, but even maybe more satisfying, some of the, you know, like even the Chicago game where we won 4-0 at home, this one was a little more bite in our game. We were on pucks heavier, and I liked that game.
Good job your goalie did late in the game?
Made some big saves late in the game. We need that. And their guy, if you took our game and you put it in our building, you'd think even more about our offense. Because it's pretty quiet at the one end of the building, and it's awful loud on stuff that wasn't so close. But he made a couple of big saves for sure.
But the way your club was able to handle the two goals they scored quickly in the second period.
You know what? The bench didn't change even a bit. It was frustrating because we'd kind of liked the way we were playing. We didn't love either of the goals, you know, how they went on us, but it was a heck of a play that Brian Little made to Patrick, and he knows what he's doing with the puck, that man.
How about the way those two were able, and no disrespect, obviously, to Nick Ehlers, but each guy finds one guy, and the other guy puts it in the night for him.
And they, Brian plays a different game than Mark, and we're, you know, we haven't had anybody in the lineup long enough to find that chemistry, but that line and Nicky, it wasn't his best game. He tried. It was just with the puck wasn't easy for him tonight, but there looked like there was something there, and it's not just the offense, because Brian has played in that shutdown role for so long for us here. He turns the right way every time, and he can help direct those young wingers. I like that line.
How called this a must-win game? Two games below 500, another tough matchup tomorrow.
Yeah.
Of course it's not a must-win, but is that just the landscape of the league right now and of the Central
Division?
I think
the league, I think it was this isn't going to make money. It was a must-effort game, right? We go home after a real tough trip, and we play pretty darn well in our next two games, especially the Jersey game. The score for me was tighter than the game was. We played a real strong game. Didn't like our Edmonton game. So important that we didn't look anything like we did against Edmonton. So now you can say, hey, you've won three of your four. You've liked your effort. You can build some confidence. And in here as well. I mean, we didn't get a regulation win on them, but they've only lost once in regulation. And for good reason. They got a real deep team over there, and it was a good win.
What did you see from your captain down the middle here today?
I'm finding myself for that, by the way. What a great thing it would be to have that in your pocket. You can always know. We've lost Mark and Brian, and they've such huge holes for him to come in the middle and look like he's played there his whole career. That's great for us going forward.
I was just going to say, with... You take the 2 points any day of the week, but the style and the team you played against, I mean, is that just a whole new element of what it can do?
No, that's the way we want to play. That's our identity game. We've had a hard time looking like that. We have seven guys out of our lineup. You can't look like who you are. So people coming back and that one, getting the game to look like that, especially battling some adversity in the penalty box, real pleased with that game.
Can you give us an update on Mark?
What's that?
Can you give us an update on Scheifele?
He's still day to day. We don't think this is. We don't believe this is a long term where he wouldn't take in the morning skate. He wasn't as mobile as he needs to play.
Would it be possible for tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be honest.
Talked earlier this week about reputation.
Last one, guys.
Officiating.
Yeah.
I know it seemed like Patrick might have got a stick up on him at the end of the game there and missed a call. Just thoughts about.
All I know is I'm taking that Josh Morrissey penalty, and we'll show it at training camp next year, the absolute perfect way to play a one-on-one when a player like Tarasenko gets in behind you. It was textbook, done very well.